This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, you can give us a call right now. We'll get you on the air. Telephone number 321-1310. Toll free 877-235-1310. Joined this morning by Malia Cuevas and CJ Klaus. How you guys doing today?
Good morning. Doing great. How are you, Sean?
Doing real well. Great to see you, CJ. Malia, how have you been?
Loving it. Loving the heat of the summer.
Yes, yes. We enjoy it while we can. As much as we like to complain, don't forget about the polar vortex and other things that we've experienced. Enjoy it while you can. Got a lot of ground to cover this morning. A couple things to keep in mind as you listen to the program. Don't forget, if you have any questions, our retirement planning professionals from Klaus would love to answer them for you. Give us a call. We'll get you right on the air at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. You can find Klaus Financial online. Great website, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S. Financial.com. You can learn a little bit more about Klaus Financial, different ways they can help you, or if you are an employer, help you and your employees as well. Again, it's all at klausfinancial.com. Also, sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter on the website. Their telephone number at Klaus Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus Financial. Again, their number, 442-5637. Going to do the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week as well a little bit later on in the program. Chance for you to win a fantastic prize this week at a $25 gift card for Panera. We'll talk a little bit about how you can win that in just a couple more segments of the show. But I just urge you to listen very closely. Typically, both the question and the answer to the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week come up during the program. Before we get going on this week's topic, let's take a look back at last week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week and not only get the question, but get the answer as well.
Yes. So last week we talked about the number of people who continue driving in retirement, which is not a surprise. But as our population gets older and older, it's kind of interesting to hear stats on that. So our question last week was, how many adults over the age of 65 are currently licensed to drive in the United States? And our winner last week guessed correctly, 42 million drivers currently are licensed. We're not talking about the unlicensed people. We didn't even go there with that one, over the age of 65. So thanks, everyone, for listening last week and calling in. And we appreciate your response to us.
And we'll do another Klaus Quiz Question of the Week as well later on in the program. So listen closely to the show. And today's topic, we are going to be talking about the differences when we hear when it comes to how investment portfolios are managed. And I think a lot of people wonder about what the differences are and a little bit about the terminology behind this. And let's talk a little bit about which is better, what we need to know, and a little bit about these different terms and what they are when it comes to managing a portfolio.
Yes, we spend a lot of time on this show talking about financial planning topics, retirement planning topics, things like Social Security and Medicare and where you might want to live in retirement. And we do that because I think no matter your education level, no matter your stage of life, those are easy, tangible items to kind of grab onto and have an opinion about, I guess. But we're going to enter a topic that is near and dear to our hearts, which gets into how you actually manage the investments where you're putting all of this money that you're hoping is going to be there in retirement to sustain you for 10, 20, 30 years into retirement. And so this is an important topic. It's something we don't address that often inside of this show, and yet we're going to have a little fun today. So we are going to talk about active portfolio management versus more of a passive portfolio management. Now, as we begin engaging this topic, I just want to say it right off the top. Sometimes people confuse this to say, oh, active is if I hire somebody like you. Passive is if I do nothing. No. Active versus passive. You can have professional money managers like Klaus Financial who believe in more of a passive approach or indexing approach to investing. So this doesn't have to do with passive means I do nothing, active means I hire somebody. This really has to do with what does your money manager believe in the way that they're going to invest your dollars, or what do you believe? So Jack Bogle, the founder of Vanguard, who passed away in January at the age of 89, started this debate over active versus passive. As a matter of fact, Vanguard is a big indexing mutual fund company. And so basically, he created the first index-like investments in 1975. And today, we have hundreds of index funds, exchange-traded funds, and passive investments for many different households. Before we begin this discussion too far, there is a fact you should know about. And that fact is that over 90% of active stock managers fail to beat their benchmarks. Mm. Repeat that, over 90%. Now, I'm sure if there were a group of money managers in here, they would say, well, yeah, but it depends upon the market cap. Depends if you're U.S. or international, because in some of the more obscure markets, that rate goes up goes down to 70%. And that's true. That is true. Depending upon the sector of the market we're talking about, that number can come down. But if we're just focusing on large cap stock managers, about 90% of them fail to beat their benchmark. What do I mean by benchmark? Well, if I am a stock picker or a mutual fund manager who's trying to beat the S&P 500, I 10% of the time, statistically, would be able to do that. I might be able to do it for a year. Maybe even two if I'm lucky, but over sustained long periods of time, it's very hard to beat the benchmarks. Now, why, Sean? Because of fees. mean, it's not that they're not picking great stocks. It's not that those stocks aren't performing well. It's that after you pay them to do that, you could have just bought the S&P 500 and called it a day. So that is a critical element. If that is truly a fact, that should shape the way that we behave with our investments and the type of money managers that we hire. So one encouragement to everybody listening on the air here, you may want to consider asking your money manager that. What do you believe in? And if the answer is, I completely believe in active management, then you might want to bring some literature to them and say, how or why? Because it's going to be really hard to beat it. Matter of fact, Warren Buffett, for those who don't know this, in 2007, he issued a bet that a collection of hedge funds, which basically manage money for ultra high net worth people, a collection of hedge funds couldn't beat the S&P 500. He made that bet in 2007 for $1 million, by the way. In 2017, it matured. And by the way, the S&P 500 did 5% more per year than the collection of hedge funds. He took that $1 million, which actually had grown to $2.2 million, and donated it to charity.
Oh, good guy.
So, good guy. Yes. Now, again, it doesn't mean never utilize active. It means you better have a real good understanding of what your manager is doing, how you're choosing to allocate your funds, and what is it that your financial advisor does beyond just managing money to add value to your life.
Talking with C.J. Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. If you have questions, give us a call right now. We'll get you on the air, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Don't forget, you can find Kloss Financial online, the website klossfinancial.com, and their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget that first appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. So as we're kind of comparing these things, I know a big thing is kind of comparing them to sports terminology or some other things that we may be a little more familiar with. Let's kind of get a breakdown on kind of how those compare to from the investment world
right.
to the sports world.
Right. Well, I'll keep this brief. Okay. But basically, yes, to compare it to the sports world, it would be the equivalent of saying, I am going to maybe sit at a computer and bet at in the NFL what collection of players will be the best this year. And you do that, and then you compare it to just like owning the NFL as a whole. Mm-hmm. Okay, so if I have this collection of players, maybe a couple tear their ACLs, maybe one gets injured, maybe one gets fired midway through the year, maybe another goes gangbusters and just is really awesome. The question is, are you going to do better by owning those few players or by just owning the NFL, right? And the answer would be, well, it depends, right? I think we all know that intuitively, don't we? It depends. I guess it depends on how that basket of players does,
yes.
Right? But at the end of the day, notice owners of football teams own franchises known as diversification of their risk. They're not just hiring one guy, right? And as a matter of fact, those NFL football teams that like Tom Brady, they are praying that Tom Brady stays healthy, right? Because if he doesn't, it blows up their team. So a really good way to, quote unquote, own the NFL is to just own the whole thing. It provides you with more consistent outcomes. So there you go. There's a sports analogy. It's a little bit wonky, maybe even a little bit off, but you get the idea.
C.J. Kloss, Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Don't forget to find them online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget that first plusfinancial. It is complimentary. Again, their number, 442-5637. If you have questions for Malia and CJ, we'd love to hear from you this morning. Our number here at the station, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. So we talked a little bit about the active stock managers. We'll talk a little bit about being a passive investor, what that means. We will do that next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking this morning with our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas from Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, their number 442-5637. If you have a question for our retirement planning professionals, give us a call right now. We'll get you on the air at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Talking about the differences this morning between active portfolio management and passive management. And CJ talked a little bit about that active portfolio management. Let's talk now a little bit about what it means to be a passive investor.
Yeah, so our goal every week on Money in Motion is to educate our listeners so they don't come away from our show going, now I'm more confused than ever. So I want to just be sure that at the end of this program, everyone has a clear understanding of what it means. And CJ did a great job outlining that between an active versus a passive investor. So when we're talking about active managers, we have to understand that their goal truly is to beat the market. And the objective is with that objective, it is to take additional market risk in order to beat the market. And so, hence, there are more fees, as CJ pointed out, because there is some additional market risk happening. So the flip side of being passive, a passive investment approach, is that you would buy index funds and again, own the entire spectrum of available stocks and bonds within the index. So back to the football analogy. So it'd be like owning the NFL. You know that not every team is going to win, as CJ pointed out, but you don't really care because you know that every year there's still going to be ticket sales, there's going to be merchandise sold, and kind of like with a passive investing approach, you simply want to capture the returns of the entire market. So that's why you'll hear that term index fund management being similar to passive management. It's used kind of interchangeably because it involves creating that portfolio that really does track the returns of a particular market index or benchmark. So again, a passive investor wants to own all the stocks because they think as a whole, generally speaking, you're going to do better overall. And really with indexing, as compared to active, you're going to eliminate that risk of human error about picking the wrong stock. You know, the worst thing we hear with our clients sometimes who do trade stocks on the side and have fun with it is that they believe that there's a single stock out there that's going to allow them to retire. And that's great when it works out, but certainly you're there's a lot of risk involved in just believing one stock alone will be okay in the end. So we have to understand a couple other things. Indexing tends to be more tax efficient. So because you're not generally doing a lot of, you know, trading back and forth, the expense ratios tend to be less. Hence, people hear about Vanguard. The fees are extremely low, and the reason for that would be that there's not a lot of active trading going on all the time. It doesn't mean that you're not rebalancing. It just simply means it's not a day-by-day type of trade. And I think people are kind of confused sometimes with how much money is really sitting in active versus passive management of portfolios right now. So interesting, at the end of April of 2019, passive funds had just about reached parity with actively managed ones. So according to Morningstar, investors have invested $4.3 trillion into passive U.S. stock market funds and U.S. equity funds about $4.31. So by the end of June, the suggestion was that they probably will have actually surpassed those that are actively managed. And we're talking about how much money is actually going into those. In April, $39 billion of cash actually traveled into the passive funds, and $22 billion went into the active ones. So just interesting to understand what kind of dollars we're talking about, and people understanding that there's some differences, and they need to take those into account.
Very, very interesting numbers there. Talking with Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, if you have questions for Malia or CJ, got some time, if you want to call us right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'll get you on the air. Don't forget as well, you can find Kloss Financial online, their website, klossfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. A lot of great information about Kloss Financial on their website, and their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It's complimentary. Their telephone number, 442-5637. Going to hold on to that telephone number. Coming up in the next segment, we'll also do our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week, as well as find out which is better, active or passive. We'll get the answers from our friends at Kloss Financial next, as Money in Motion continues right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Hanging out with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. CJ, are you able to hear right now?
I am.
Holy
yes.
Moly, that was loud.
I know.
A little behind the scenes stuff going on this morning. CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Don't forget about their website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Fantastic website. A lot of great information about Kloss. Learn about their separate divisions. You can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. So we've been talking about active portfolio management versus passive management. And, of course, drum roll, broom, which is better for us? Are we better to be active or passive in investing? And I want a definitive one or the other. No.
Oh, boy.
You got it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, here's what's fascinating. This whole discussion of active versus passive, as Malia will attest, is really us nerds who love this stuff sitting behind the scenes, having our little debates about whether it's worthwhile to pay more in fees for a money manager. And you know what's funny? You can be successful in either. Let me repeat that. You can be successful in either. It's more about your behaviors and whether you're paying off debt, you're projecting into the future, you're saving enough, you're doing your 401k plans, you're living responsibly. That will make you successful or fail. Mm-hmm. Not whether or not you pay active versus passive and save yourself half of 1% or not, right? I mean, this is on the fray of what most households should be worried about. So that's why we don't talk that much about it, y'all. That's why we sit on the show and focus more on your behaviors than we do the math of the, we call them basis points in our industry. That's 10 basis points difference. That's 10% of 1%, by the way. That's how we use those numbers. So what I'd say to you is, sure, if you're looking for an absolute answer, I don't think it's hard to get there, right? If 90% of active managers in the large cap space can't beat their indexes, then don't buy them, right? But here'd be my comment. That's not the whole story. And really, that's why you hire a professional, is to have them sit down and say, what is it that you're trying to accomplish and what matters to you? So here'd be an example of that. Active managers are consistently better at downside protection because they probably lag the market when the market's just going up. It's hard to beat the market when the market's going up. And by the way, the market goes up about 80% of the time. Whereas the 20% of the time the market's going down, those active managers are selling some stocks, right? So if you care about downside protection and you don't care about long-term averages, then I suppose just buy the active manager. However, if you're like many people, which is I don't want to pay extra fees, I really am just a long-term investor, how do I optimize? That would typically be where we say building a portfolio of index. You still hire somebody, by the way, if you don't know what you're doing. You hire a professional to build that portfolio along what's called the efficient frontier, being aware of your particular risk tolerance, and they build it with primarily some indexes. So the answer is there is no wrong or right. behavior management is much more important than these little financial factors we're talking about. But again, nerds like us love jumping on the air and occasionally talking about it, because I know there's a few of you out there as well that just love this, that you eat up the active versus passive discussion. So feel free to call our office with questions.
CJ, can you mention the things they need to remember?
Yeah, so two things to remember. Very few people can make money as an active investor, and for those who can, a small percentage of those will beat the market over time. What we're really talking about is if you have your Scottrade, E-Trade, Fidelity brokerage account, and you're trading stocks, Bitcoin maybe, right? The reality is, over a long period of time, I'm not talking 1 year, because everybody wants to call in and tell me about their 1 year beat of the market. Over long periods of time, you're probably not going to beat the market. Now, if you have fun with it, God bless you, but you're probably not going to beat the market. And then secondarily, don't look at investing as a way to make money fast. Gosh, that's important. Don't look at investing as a way to make money fast. There are too many people that say, hey, I heard the stock was going to do really well. I opened up an account and I dumped in 10 grand. Oh my goodness, dangerous behaviors. So stick with good kind of investing principles and it will serve you well.
Great advice as always. CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Don't forget you can learn more about Kloss Financial online, the website klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. If you haven't checked out the website yet, I would urge you to do it today. Stop by. Also sign up while you're there for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It's a nice snapshot of what's going on in the markets. Also gives you a link to the most recent podcast. I know obviously with busy mornings like today, sometimes you miss part of the show. Maybe you miss something and you want to get caught up on the show. Of course, just sign up for that weekly Market Pulse newsletter. You'll get an email each week with information for the most recent show. And again, their telephone number at Kloss Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. You're also going to want to hold on to that telephone number because now it's time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you'll win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Panera. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. What percentage of active stock managers fail to beat their benchmarks? Is it 50% or 90%? Telephone number 442-5637. First caller with the correct answer will win that $25 gift card to Panera. And again, don't forget that is Kloss Financial's telephone number right here in Madison for the office. No charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, their number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. CJ, Malia, always fun. You guys have a great week.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Take care, guys. This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.